This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for April the 9th, 2024. The name of the patient is Wilma Cassibri. The last name is Cassibry. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white female that we follow in the practice. Because of the CKD stage 3A, this CKD is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. The patient has comorbidities like hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, period. There is a drastic change in the excretion of protein in the last 4 months. This time it went up to 980 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months because this patient might be a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor for the cardiovascular and renal protective effect, as well as improvement of the proteinuria. The patient was sick at the time of the latest laboratory workup that were on April the 5th, and I am going to double check before I start the patient on that medication. Number two, the patient has chronic kidney disease that is actually with an estimated GFR of 72 mLs per minute. Is much better than before. Following number, the patient has a type 2 diabetes mellitus. She has been strict with the diet. The hemoglobin A1C came down to 7%. Is with adequate control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism that is very well controlled in the latest laboratory workup. The TSH is 2.9, the T3 2.2, and the T4 is 139. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is out of control. The patient has a cholesterol that is elevated at 217 with an LDL of 124 with this HDL of 69. The important thing is that has been better than before, however, it's elevated. The patient is sensitive to administration of statins. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis. Following number, the patient has a history of a mastectomy was secondary to breast cancer many years ago. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.